How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, here we are, everybody. And impossibly, everything is working. Yesterday on the show, we had a serious issue with delay. And I guess we won't know until Mike comes on if we actually have another issue with delay today. But I called the internet company, and impossibly, they fixed it. And so here we are. And it's good, because we have a lot to get into here today. Tonight is AEW Dynamite, and we have got 7 matches for the Forbidden Door show, which is coming up on Sunday. And we are in the midst of what I believe is the worst string of injuries that AEW has ever seen at any one time. So we're going to talk about that here today. And an update on Bryan Danielson. Update on the show tonight. And what Tony Khan has talked about on Busted Open in terms of who's going to be there, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of talk about AEW here today. We've also got everybody's favorite, NXT 2.0. We've got the NXT 2.0 review on the show today, which was a pretty good show. And I cannot help but notice that the last few weeks, last 2 or 3 weeks have been good. And they've also been taped. So the show returns live next week, and we'll find out if maybe the secret to having good NXT 2.0 shows is to tape them. So anyway, we'll talk about that. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, an update on his battle with prostate cancer. We've got Raw ratings from Monday night. The show did exceptionally well. We've also got a lineup for NXT next week and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And I think we're going to have a good show today. I think we got everything fixed up. Right, Mike?
I think so. How's that delay
that.
Sounding?
Almost no delay. How
Almost.
About that?
Almost.
Yes. Well, there will be no delay after you talk for a while because I got it fixed. And there actually was a problem with it. I have no explanation as to why this happened, but at the end of May, we just randomly got switched back to the lowest tier. Like, for no reason. Because luckily I've got Google Home here, and it has a log. And so I went back and looked at the log, and everything was great, literally until the last day of May. And then the first day of June, it was horrible. And so we called them, and they managed to... I don't care if I'm unsynced on my video. I care about the audio. You Twitch homies. Anyway, it's good enough for me. Let's get working here. I want to mention that Lance Storm, we scheduled the show for 10:30 a.m. this morning, and then some blokes came over, and it was like Lex Luger on top of the Lex Express. There's a bunch of dudes on his roof pounding nails. They got a jackhammer or something up there, and so we couldn't do the show. It was like Mike's house, except they'd be mowing the roof. So anyway, he'll be up later on today. I don't know when yet, but I will alert everybody on Twitter as soon as I can. Now, let's talk about the top story here today. So, I don't know if you are aware of this, Mike, but I know that our good friend in the Twitch chat, moderator, a fine gentleman, DJ Convoy, he writes on the board like a preview of every day's Observer Live.
Yes.
Which is pretty impressive because he never knows what I'm actually going to talk about, but he always does a preview.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a preview.
Yeah.
And I believe that he noted, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that he noted that people on the internet are mad at me because of what I reported about Bryan Danielson. Is that true, DJ?
Well.
Have you heard this, Mike?
He said, there is in the preview, it does say Bryan Danielson is definitely never wrestling again, as not reported by our own Barry Alvarez.
Okay, DJ says, yes, it was insane. Okay, well, listen. I don't care what you idiots on the internet think about me. and any of this, okay? I didn't see any of it. But so let me get this straight. If I say that Bryan Danielson is not on Forbidden Door, you're going to get mad at me about it? Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
What are we saying here? That I made it up? Okay, maybe. So what's going to happen when Bryan Danielson shows up on Dynamite tonight and he talks about how he's not on Forbidden Door? Am I going to get an apology from all of those people or what's up?
You're probably going to get choked out by Zack Sabre Jr., who's upset he doesn't have a match and now really wants something to do.
Okay. Well, here, listen, you dorks. I suppose it's possible that Bryan Danielson is going to show up tonight and he's going to announce that he's wrestling Zack Sabre Jr. at Forbidden Door. Okay? But I was told a couple of days ago that Bryan Danielson is out and he may not be wrestling for a while. Okay? That's what I was told. I did a follow-up today, and as of this morning, as of like 2 hours ago, I was told, I'll even get the exact words, okay? I'll even get the exact words for you. So you can get mad at me if you want to, but these are the exact words regarding Bryan Danielson. He is definitely out. Okay? So, it doesn't look like Bryan Danielson's wrestling at Forbidden Door. Now, if you want to go on Reddit, or you want to go on the board, or you want to go on Twitter, or you want to go on the YouTube comments, you want to get mad at me for that, knock yourself out. I don't know what I got to do with this. I didn't hurt the guy. It's not on me. I'm just telling you that it looks like he's off the Forbidden Door. He may also be off the Blood and Guts show because he's supposed to come on tonight and address Forbidden Door and Blood and Guts. Now, again, if you want to get mad at me about that, knock yourselves out. I don't care. I'm at the beach. Where are you right now? Typing on the damn computer when you should be outside in the middle of the summertime. So anyway, the top story here today is this injury bug that has hit AEW. Do you know how many people are injured in AEW? Well, we got CM Punk. He's clearly injured. Adam Cole was injured. He's probably going to wrestle on Sunday. I presume they're going to announce that tonight. Bryan Danielson is injured. Buddy Matthews is injured, although he says he's working through it. We have also got another name. I don't want to say his name because, you know, he may end up trying to work through it too, but I know at least one other name that's hurt. This person wasn't booked for the show, so it shouldn't have any bearing on the show, unless this person was supposed to be in a match that hasn't been announced yet, in which case they're not going to be in that match, potentially. So anyway, Jeff Hardy, before what happened with the DUI, he was injured. Who am I missing, everybody? Scorpio Sky is injured. Potentially Samoa Joe. Who else do we got? List off the list of names that we know here. Anybody else? So anyway, this is bad. Like, what's going on here? I know that, you know, there's, you know, coincidences occur and everything like that. But, dude, this is a lot of people all injured at the same time. And it probably should be something that, I mean, and I'm only talking about, like, you know, Kenny Omega's been injured forever. And, you know, I'm sure there's many others. But, like, what's going on here? There's a lot of people hurt. I know. I don't know either, Mike.
Cosmically,
Yes.
Well, I mean, I have no idea why cosmically everybody is, you know, in the position they're in right
why.
Now.
I know why. Everyone's working too hard.
Well,
dude,
you don't know that.
Well, I do know that. Do you watch the show? They're getting injured in matches. This isn't NXT 2.0 where they're injured in the weight room.
There's a bunch of injuries on WWE's side as well, too. It's just not a good time right now for injuries, just when it gets right down to it. I wonder, with Zack Sabre Jr. looking like he was going to have a singles match with plenty of people that would have a nice showcase against
Zack
Sabre Jr., yeah, well, I'm curious. Well, I don't know. Is that who you'd want to put in that position?
Well, actually, yeah, we shouldn't count Darius Martin because he was in a car accident. So, he is injured, but he's not as part of what I'm talking about right here.
Well,
what am I getting at, everybody? I'll tell you.
I have no idea. I don't care.
Okay, here's the thing. AEW is built on two things, okay? They're built on solid booking, okay? Whatever you think of the booking, whatever you personally think, Tony Khan won Booker of the Year 2 years in a row in a vote, okay? So, you know, he does a pretty good job. They're built on good booking, and they're built on a high-impact style of wrestling. Well, clearly, this high-impact style of wrestling is resulting in a lot of injuries. And Tony Khan now is facing what honestly is his biggest challenge ever as a booker. Because it's one thing to book backwards and plan everything out and have all your storylines and everything's fine, nobody gets hurt. It's another thing when that's your style of booking and everybody gets hurt. And now you've got to go this way, you've got to go that way, you've got to change this, you've got to change that. That's his biggest challenge as a booker. With Vince McMahon, he changes the show every week. So if Roman Reigns went down with an injury tomorrow, Vince is, he's going to come up with an idea. It may not be a good idea, but he's used to changing everything on a weekly basis. So I don't know what the solution is for AEW because, you know, that's the kind of wrestling that they're going to present. And it's going to lead to injuries. And unfortunately, when you have a string of injuries like this, you can't book backwards. You can't go by your long-term plan. Your long-term plan's out the window, brother. So we will see how he deals with these issues.
He's got to deal with what everybody else has always dealt with in the wrestling business that's not Vince McMahon. You got to be able to remain pliable. You got to have backups. You got to make sure you have a deep roster, things that he has. And then you just got to adapt when guys get hurt. You know, nobody thought CM Punk was going to hurt his foot diving into the crowd, but these types of things happen. If Zack Sabre Jr., though, is here, and if he is going to have a one-on-one match still with somebody, I know it's not as shiny, but Tony Khan owns Ring of Honor, too. Maybe Jonathan Gresham would be a great display for Zack Sabre Jr. to show off his wares.
That actually would be a fantastic match. Holy smokes, Mike. You earned your pay today. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Semper Beebe, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So according to Tony Khan on Busted Open, Jay White is going to open the show here tonight. So the show is going to begin, and we're going to find out what the IWGP World Heavyweight title match is going to be for Forbidden Door. So I presume it is the three-way with Hangman and Adam Cole, but I guess we'll find out at the beginning of the show tonight. And there's also a lot of matches. Like, there's a lot of matches that we still have to announce. We have got Moxley Tanahashi for the AEW title. Jay White, we don't know who he's facing. We have got Thunder Rosa Toni Storm, Will Ospreay Orange Cassidy, the All-Atlantic Championship match, which looks to be Miro, Pac, Ishii, and Malakai Black. We have got Winner Take All for the tag team titles, FTR, Great Okan, Jeff Cobb, Roppongi Vice. And then we've got Jericho, Minoru Suzuki, and Sammy Guevara versus Kingston Wheeler and Shota Umino. And that's seven matches. Last pay-per-view, what'd they have? 13? So we got like four or five matches we could still announce. No match announced, by the way, right now for the Young Bucks, who were the tag team champions. So they would almost certainly have a match on the pay-per-view. And I don't know who else we're missing here. But we're going to find out the card tonight. I expect the show to be a great show. But man, the issues with injuries and booking and four-week build and injuries. And did I mention injuries?
And their terrible rating, and that's something that needs to be brought up too. It did not do well last week. Friday, you can throw out the window. I don't know.
Oh, bro, it's going to be horrible tonight.
That's a whole separate kettle of fish. Who won game three? Did Tampa Bay win game three? Is this the deciding game for Colorado tonight? I don't know. I missed game three, so I have no idea where the series stands. But
hockey fan are you?
But if
I thought that was your gimmick.
A New York Rangers won. Once it was over for them, I was done with this season, okay? But it's right now it's 2-1, so it's not the deciding game. It does have that going for it, but we'll see. The Stanley Cup Finals, as impactful as it can be, I mean, your entire fan base knows this should be a big show with guys whom they may have never seen before coming over from New Japan who may be making appearances. Do people know what you said about Danielson? Probably not, so they're still probably waiting, hoping we're going to get Danielson announced with somebody. So forget the injuries, forget all that other stuff. Like, you know where you're at right now. You know you're kind of slumping. You know you kind of, all right, we got to get something going here. So they got to put their best foot forward tonight, no matter what. Obviously, leading into a pay-per-view, but also because I'm sure this stings a little bit. Not like 730,000 people is the end of the world at all, and TNBS and TNT are still happy. But still, you know, you want to get that number back up over 900,000, and you want to try to put your best foot forward tonight for something you're going to be selling on Sunday.
Well, given the competition, it ain't going to be above 900,000 tonight.
What else is on besides the Stanley Cup? Is there a whole bunch of new programming?
Listen, everyone's talking about how TV as a whole was down last Wednesday. That's true. But if you go back year over year, the last time that they went head-to-head with the Stanley Cup, they dropped from, I think it was 1.1 million to 840 that night. Okay, so if you look at the number that they did 2 weeks ago and you look at the number they did last week, also up against the state, it's almost the exact same percentage drop. So if they've got the Stanley Cup playoffs again tonight, they're probably going to be 700,000-800,000. So I wouldn't give it a few weeks before we freak out everybody. Now, I got another story because John Pollock reported this today, and we can confirm it. Triple H showed up at NXT today, and he had a meeting with everybody there. And the two things that he said that were notable were that he is back, but he also said that he was there for business reasons, and he couldn't say why yet. So, what does that mean? I don't know. But what I do know is this. So, Hunter and NXT 1.0, before they decided to go head-to-head with AEW and kind of everything changed and then it was all downhill and then he was removed. And coincidentally, ironically, I like to use those words interchangeably. Ironically, they put in a new crew because they were going to show them how to do it. They were going to do it right. And it's done much worse. So anyway, now he's back. Now, I know that initially when some people hear this, they're going to go, oh, man, NXT 1.0 is coming back. Hold on a minute. NXT 1.0 worked because they raided the indies of all of the best workers, and they put them in there, and Triple H was open to using anybody that was great. And you know, that's one of the reasons that it was so successful. That is not their current hiring practice. So if, and I don't know if he's going to come back and be like, you know, in charge of creative or whatever again, but if that happened, they're not bringing in all of the best workers from the indies again, whichever ones are available, and going back to NXT 1.0. What's going to happen is he is going to book your Tony D'Angelo's and your daddy's girl and your Chase U, 18-year-old that just graduated high school. That's what he's going to be in charge of if he comes back. And is it going to be, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the issue with NXT 2.0 to me is not the booking. It's the matches and the level of talent that they have right now. The booking is just whatever. It's simple, basic booking. So I'm not sure that if he came back in a head of creative role, taken over for Shawn Michaels, who never wanted that job to begin with, I'm not sure it's going to be noticeably better than it is right now. But I guess we shall see.
Well, let's just see what they actually mean when he says, I'm back. Like, does that walking through the door? Some people go, oh, my, hey, Paul. And he goes, hey, I'm back. You know, what does I'm back actually mean? You know, so.
Well, it means he was gone and now he's back.
Why, thanks, Brian.
But I don't know
what that means. And now that you fantasy
booked his role?
Out, what's he going to be doing? You know, you don't know what he's going to be doing. You don't know why he's there. They've already announced why.
Well, he ain't going to be wrestling.
Why he's there.
Tell
but
you
don't
much.
Know if he's going to have anything at all to do with NXT, if it's just a meeting down there for something else. You just, who knows, okay? I'm
well, he's going to do something with NXT.
About Stephanie being buried 10 feet under the ground and how that actually, what that actually means.
I can tell you, Mike, that he will do something with NXT because
well,
he had a meeting at NXT and said he was back. But I don't know what it's going to be. But I'll bet, you know what? If he's back, I'll bet he's back.
Put your reporter hat on. Do you have a reporter hat?
No, this is my speculation hat right now. I'll bet he's back to do creative. Right?
I don't know. Maybe.
What is he going to run the conditioning program? Is he going to be in charge of paychecks?
or maybe to set up some other planning. He's meeting down there with Sean and some other people, and he's going to fly back to Connecticut, and we need to work on this and do this, and I'll get back up with you. Who knows? Because, again, Shawn Michaels is down there. You talked about it yourself. You talked about the stress he could have by being a booker or by being day-to-day with anything. Obviously, with WWE, it's far worse, but is it that much better with NXT if you have, again, your father-in-law breathing over your shoulder? You're dealing with Kevin Dunn. You're dealing with all those things that you had before. Is that what you want to jump into? I don't know.
Oh, you want to talk about father-in-law's bleep breathing down your neck? Don't be surprised if you see Jumpy McGee, old Jumpy McMahon. Don't be surprised if you see him make an NXT appearance.
Of course. The only reason he hasn't made an NXT appearance yet is because those shows have been taped. The gimmick of Vince McMahon appearing to be bowed to and to be honored by the crowd when he walks out there and he can come out and say something completely benign, you know, something completely some nonsense and just throw the mic and walk away. You know, it's going to happen on every show. He's done it on the other two. I don't think he'll do it anymore, but you got to make one appearance on every brand for sure.
Well, bro, I mean, let's talk about, I mean, SmackDown did their biggest number in absolutely forever. Yeah. 2.5 million for Vince's appearance. Vince made
Roman deserves some credit on that too. Match.
My point is, well, I mean, he doesn't deserve credit for Vince's quarter, but the Raw rating was also sky high. That show on Monday night did 1.99 million and a 0.54. First hour 2.02, second hour 2.08. Third hour, 1.87. And granted, Vince appeared, but it was an unannounced 2-minute appearance. So you can't say that it was because of him that the number. But if you're Vince, you probably think, my God, I appeared on two shows. They both did sky-high numbers. Well, what's next? I got to appear on, the colorful show. They probably like jumping. All those colors.
Wesley, him and Wesley doing moves. Now that Wesley is still finding himself, but I know we'll get to that next segment. You know what also Raw was doing on Monday night? Going head up with the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I don't know what number the Stanley Cup did. Well, we obviously know what number Raw did. Although, as we've seen, what history has told us, WWE fans are wrestling fan. When it gets down to the nubs, those hardcores are the hardest ones to pull away from their TVs.
Dude, I'd die to have a fan base like WWE's fan base. I mean, this is the most loyal fan base.
Literally, 2 million people is amazing.
There could be an asteroid heading at the Earth, and they're going to do like a live coverage of the asteroid hitting like America, and these people would watch Raw.
Well,
now, the AW fans would be watching the news going, God, here's the countdown. I'm not going to get that Punk Tanahashi match after all.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Look at their core. It's a much smaller core than WWE's, but their diehard people are still the same way.
Back in a moment with our NXT report and more news on Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave on Twitter noted four matches. Dave Meltzer, four matches being added to the Forbidden Door pay-per-view tonight on Dynamite. So get ready for those matches. Nope. No clue. I literally have no clue.
Well, one is obviously the IWGP Championship match, which it's hard to believe is not going to be a three-way the way that it's been built up.
No, I think it's four on top of that.
Oh, on top of that. Well, that is filling out the card here last moment, which means, too, we could actually get, and I know this is an iffy proposition for some people. We could get a battery of New Japan talent dropped out of the sky tonight, but we'll see what happens. I know some people, you know, is the New Japan talent, you know, getting across in the way that they wanted to? Some of the other names, Okan and some people like that, I'm not sure. I didn't love what they did with Tanahashi last week, although I thought to a point it was effective. But I'd like to see some more on him tonight and trying to drive home why he's such a big major star. I know most people who are familiar with AEW know who guys like he and Okada are, but there are a lot of people who have no idea why this guy is such a big deal. And maybe they've heard the name, but they don't understand exactly the level that these two guys are at.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of New Japan talent on the show tonight, so we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And now we have to talk a little bit about NXT 2.0, which was another good show.
Sorry.
It's three good shows in a row, all taped. So now there may be a pattern and a reason for this.
Are you grading this on a curve? I heard you grade things on curves.
We opened up with Grayson Waller beating Solo Sikoa. And man, you know, this Solo Sikoa has improved a lot in the last 4 or 5 months. And I thought he was going to win this match. He looked great in this match. And then he ended up just running into an exposed buckle. Grayson Waller dove into the ring, hit his move, and pinned him. Well, that was disappointing. I guess maybe Grayson Waller's in line for a North American Championship match or something like that. We had a video. The former Jordan Devlin is now J.D. McDonough. He's going to be apparently driving here from Ireland. I didn't know you could do that. But he's on his way in a car.
Work for Giovanni Vinci, I guess.
Yeah. Caden Carter and Katana Chance versus Yulissa Leon and Valentina Faraz. Bro, they had a match. Yulissa and Valentina had a match a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know, it wasn't like great, but I watched them and I saw them do things and there was like a seed of impressiveness. I don't remember what I said, but I didn't think it was that bad. Bro, you know, sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. Oh my God, this match. Oh my God. Now listen, Caden Carter and Katana Chance, they have improved dramatically. I would go as far as to say, by NXT standards, they're a great tag team. But Yulissa Leon and Valentina Faraz, oh my God. Oh my God. Dude, this is everything wrong with NXT 2.0. They don't teach them how to wrestle, and they don't teach them how to work. They teach them how to do spots. They just tried one spot after another. None of them look good. In the middle of the spots, they just twerked. I'm like, dude. Oh, I couldn't take it. This was bad. I was going to say things much worse, but I'll just leave it at that. This was bad.
That team is not good. It's just the one that they were facing was that bad. And they have made improvements, but my God.
Caden and Katana are a lot
How
better.
Long have Caden and Katana been there, though? And honestly, we'll get to them later on as characters as well, too, because they do make a reappearance. But, I mean, come on. There's not much there to get into.
Hey, they were all right. They're a pretty good team. Then we had a Trick Williams-Wesley confrontation, and it's irrelevant what happened during the confrontation except for one thing, and that is there's no way Nash Carter isn't coming back. Like, they don't say his name, but dude, he was the focal point of this promo. So, I don't know, but like, I watched this, and if he ain't coming back, I mean, what are you guys doing? Like, you're making the people want him back so badly. And, yeah. We had Roderick Strong and Damon Kemp versus Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro. And one of either Stacks or Two Dimes tripped up del Toro and Strong pinned him. So they never bothered to write old, you know, Two Dimes off the show. So I guess we'll have to do that next week. But this match was, you know, it's Del Toro and Joaquin Wilde and, you know, Damon Kemp, he's pretty good. He's not, like, great, but, you know, I do grade NXT 2.0 on a curve, and except when I'm talking about the Yulissa Leon match. But, I mean, he's all right, and Roderick Strong is awesome. So this was a pretty good match. We had a segment setting up Giovanni Vinci and Ikemen Jiro. In a battle of style. Yeah. Then we had another bizarre Apollo Crews vignette. Now, this was... He's definitely a babyface here. Because there was a guy getting mugged, and he rescued the guy. One like last week, where there was just a guy being loud, and so he beat his ass. That is not allowed. Even if you're a vigilante, you can't do that. You'll get arrested and put in jail. But this one, this guy was getting beat up, and he went over and saved this guy. So I guess he's now Batman.
The fact that this is so hard for you to understand says a lot about who you would play in the movie.
Hard.
Yes,
no,
Mike, it is.
Hey, listen,
yes, it is.
If you're in a diner, okay, and some guy is being rude to the waitress, and you go up and confront the guy, you can't just beat his ass.
You can. It depends on who calls the police.
You're going to jail, bro. You're going to jail. That's assault. You can't just walk up and beat his ass. If the guy attacks you, you can defend yourself, but the guy didn't do anything.
Brian,
except say, get out of my face.
The man is an avenger of the people. Can't you just let him be that way? Can't you just let him help people?
Well, I could in this segment.
And slap people who may deserve it, even if they may not deserve it in that moment. You know that guy deserves it. I know some people who were pretty loud who absolutely deserve to get slapped.
Then we had a segment with Toxic Attraction coming out, and Roxanne, and her buddy Cora Jade come out. And Roxanne says, you know, as much as I'd like this NXT singles title, I think we want a shot at those tag titles. And she didn't flat out say that she was going to cash in for the tag team titles, but that was the indication. And then Kayden Carter and Katana Chance come out, and they're upset about this. Even though I think in storyline, you know, Perez can jump the line because she won the breakout tournament. But they get in this the most, oh my God, this argument.
No, so bad.
Like, Kayden, here's the thing with WWE, they're so incompetent sometimes. Kayden and Katana are supposed to be baby faces, and Roxanne and Cora Jade are supposed to be baby faces. But man, they get yelling at each other, and all four of them are heels. And you're actually cheering for Mandy Rose and Toxic Attraction. That hopefully these people beat each other up. God, this was just, ugh. Dude, is it that hard to book a baby face? Honestly, is it? I mean, I've never been a booker. I don't know how my territory's doing. But, I mean, Jim Valley's
hard.
A baby face, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hear any people talking about they don't like Jim Valley. So apparently my territory's doing all right with baby faces.
Yeah, but is he offset by some of the heels you got around here?
Well, no, the heels are heels and a baby face are a baby face. That's my point. Granny's clearly a baby face. Vinny's a baby face.
Craig?
Craig's a tweener. And somehow you and I are both heels. But anyway, Cameron Grimes, Edris Enofe. Let me tell you, bloke, something. One week ago, what was I talking about with Edris Enofe? Built like you wouldn't even believe, but man, this guy is so green. He shouldn't even be on TV. Dude, this Cameron Grimes.
Excellent.
Oh my God, he had the best match of Edris Enofe's life. And like, if you heard me last week and you decided I'm going to watch NXT because I got to see how green this Edris Enofe is, you'd watch this match and go, bro, what are you talking about? This guy's great. Dude, if Vince would have jumped his way down to NXT this week and saw this match with Edris Enofe and Cameron Grimes, Edris would be like on the main roster Friday. That's how good this guy looked in this match. Why? Because Cameron Grimes is unbelievable. My God, what a match he had with Edris Enofe. They did a segment with Thea Hale and Bodie Hayward. It's a co-ed. This is weird. Like, are we going to get porn? Like, this was the weirdest. She walks in and starts unpacking all of her clothes, and she's like throwing her bras, and they're landing on Bodie Hayward's face. And, you know, she's like, it's a coat. We're roomies. And she's jumping on the bed. And Bodie's not sure what to make of this. But then he's kind of like, whoa, this is kind of cool. And what? What is going on? Von Wagner against the Virgin. Brooks Jensen. And Von Wagner beat him. This guy did not, avenge his broken arm. Braun Breaker Cameron Grimes promo. Cameron Grimes says, bro, if this Cameron Grimes shows up at the pay-per-view, you ain't going to be champion no longer. So this was good. Crappy Joe Gacy segment with his druids. They're pretty much telling you they're the grizzled young vets, but they're not showing you yet. Alba Fire versus Lash Legend. Woo! Man, NXT 2.0. If you ever want to see an NXT 2.0 match, have I got one for you? Alba Fire and Lash Legend. It was better than the Alba Fire match last week, but you know, that's grading on a curve. Next week, Katana and Caden Carter will face Cora Jade and Roxanne in a number one contenders match. So apparently this is not a cash-in for the breakout tournament contract. This is just an extra match. And then in a match I cannot wait for, Sangha will be facing Zion Quinn. The main event was Carmelo Hayes and Tony D'Angelo. And the finish saw Santos Escobar get the brass knucks, but he slid him past D'Angelo, and Hayes got him, knocked out D'Angelo, pinned him, won the match, and you know, it's just furthering the storyline with the family. But, bro, this D'Angelo, he's good.
Yeah.
And he's got less matches than Bron Breakker. I don't think Tony D'Angelo's had 20 matches in his life. He may have just got to 20. But dude, I'm not saying that like he's going to main event WrestleMania or anything. But what I'm saying is, for a guy with his level of experience, this dude is very, very good. He's not as good as Bron Breakker, but he can have a good match with the right guy, and he's got his character down. So, I don't know, based on his size, you know, Vince wants him to be like, you know, 10 feet tall and everything like that. But, you know, if it were my company, I'd be going further with this Tony D'Angelo. He's good.
D'Angelo.
But anyway,
and
that was a show.
D'Angelo and Stratton could not be any greener. And they're going to probably be the success stories. And as easy as it is to bag on NXT, Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker, Tiffany Stratton, Fallon Henley, Grayson Waller, Solo Sikoa, Inoue and Blade down the line. Same thing with Trick Williams as he develops. Like, when you look at the who they have, Damon Kemp, like, there is talent there that they can absolutely develop to be stars. It's definitely there.
Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Interesting to look back at what everybody on the chat was saying about the baby faces and heels in the Figure Four Empire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My big-time baby face?
Well, I think the problem is you're not very good at your own character because it's very split.
Oh, yeah?
But only you. It's widely agreed that Granny is a baby face.
Uh-huh.
Tom, well, I guess it's kind of split on Tom as well, but I think this person says Tom is a heel just because he's, you know, a heel character on television, but a lot of Semp is a baby face, yeah, Semp is a baby face, Semp definitely a face, Mike is usually a baby face, but don't cross him.
Yeah, well, don't cross me, because, you know, I am a nice guy. I am a pleasant person to be around until you do cross me, until you do annoy me, until you do get under my skin, or at least try to. Then I have to try to crush you down, because I don't want you anywhere near me. I don't want to do shows with you. Sometimes I wish some of you people would just go on vacation for longer periods of time. That would give me a chance to get some things off my chest that I've been trying to get out. But that's a story for another day. Bottom line is, yes, I am a baby face.
Mm. No, I'm not sure about that. But anyway, apparently the bunny on Twitter also noticed she's injured. Anybody else?
Oh, well.
Actually, there are others. But as I noted, I mean, there's people injured that aren't...
It's life, baby. We're all on the day-to-day list here, okay?
Take care of yourselves, everybody.
Yes. By the way, RIP, Jalen Ferguson and Tony Siragusa. Not a good day in the Baltimore football community.
All right, we're out of time, everybody. Tonight is AEW Dynamite. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. I'll be back tonight. If you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, myself and Dave Meltzer, we'll be talking Dynamite, NXT, Forbidden Door, all of the news, Vince McMahon, Triple H, WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up today. 13,000 archived shows and new shows daily. That's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.